Guess, or you're not going to guess what I read this week. You know why Beethoven got rid of his chickens?
No.
Because all they said was bok, 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 bok.
Stupid. So large energy. Put in your booby rocks. Live your best life. Keep doing you. Let's stick together with some high kicks. Bow, bow. All right, Jeffy, welcome to this episode of So Much Energy. It's me, Jenny McKinney, and I'm here with you.
Jen was shaking.
Jeff Jones.
Jen's good to be here.
Good to be back. All right, Jeffy, so on the last episode, a few things. We talked about Ernest Goes to Camp, how you felt like it was erased from the universe.
Yeah, and I've never really, besides my buddy Chris growing up, that's who introduced me to Ernest Goes to Camp when we were like very young.
Yeah.
And we had watched that movie so many times. And then later on in life, I thought about it, looked for it back when there was video stores, couldn't find it. Then streaming now was big and this and that. Look for it. Nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
I've even tried to look for it on YouTube, and you can only find like a few 2-minute clips. Like,
oh, shoot.
Not enough.
Yeah.
And none of the scenes that I was looking for, like the ones I was Googling for.
Yeah.
No.
Nope. So what happened? What happened this week?
Lo and behold, Jen, it shows up at my house on a DVD. A trifecta of Ernest. Ernest Goes to Camp. Ernest Scared Stupid, and Ernest Goes to Jail.
Yeah, I found it on Amazon.
That's badass. It was badass.
Yeah. So I posted on Facebook today about the podcast that we put out last week. And the funny part is I posted, it says, you know who makes dreams come true? Amazon. And then I posted by... I said, because on the So Much Energy podcast this week, we talked about Remember This, and I remembered Vern. You know what I mean? And Jeff Jones shared he couldn't find Ernest Goes to Camp anywhere. He felt it was wiped from this existence. Well, guess what? I found it on Amazon and got it to him in a hot second. He was super jazzed. And then,
nice.
You know, I put a link to the show, and then all of a sudden, comments started blowing up, and I thought, what the heck? What was happening? And so, let me tell you, so people are commenting, best movie ever, just kidding, but I love it.
Oh, dang it.
It says, you ain't gonna get this camp. And then one of my hiking ambassador friends said, did you know this film was filmed at Montgomery State Park here in Tennessee, and they do an event, Let's Go. So I looked up the event. And found,
is it where that's where they camp, is it where Camp Kickakee is from the movie?
Well, so yes, that's where it was filmed, but that's what they called it, something different in the film,
Camp Kickakee.
Yeah, but it was,
oh, in real life it's called something different.
Yeah, it's called Montgomery Bell State Park. So maybe that is what maybe the camp was called there, or maybe it was just for film.
I wonder if they turn it into that day.
Oh, I don't know. So I clicked on the event. She shared an event with me. It's called Ernest Day 2024 at Montgomery Bell State Park. It's June 8th from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. You're going to meet at Campground or Group Camp 1, where the place the movie was filmed. And it says, in 1986, Ernest Goes to Camp was filmed at Montgomery Bell State Park. On June 8, 2024, we invite you to come and celebrate the genius that is Ernest for the official Ernest Day event. We'll have a fun day of activities planned, so come join us. Be sure to bring items to be autographed by actors from the Ernest franchise. A list of actors will be posted closer to the event day.
Hell yeah. I wonder what actors they're going to get. And it says from the franchise, so they might not just be from Ernest Goes to Camp, but from his whole franchise.
That'd be funny.
I was going to say, because a lot of the people in Ernest Goes to Camp, there's only one actor, and he's that I've seen in anything else. And yeah. I can't even tell you what that was. But right. Ernest Goes to Camp, he's the cook.
Yeah.
He's a bigger dude. He's kind of like a John Candy guy. But
okay.
I've seen him in other things. I almost want to say like Sesame Street's Follow That Bird or something.
Yeah.
Like, something random.
Did they have a Birds of Prey program?
I don't know.
Oh, well, because they're saying from 2 to 5, we'll be having a Birds of Prey program. So it looks like every 45 minutes. It says free temporary tattoos and stickers while supplies last. And it says, and don't forget turtle catapulting. No turtles are harmed at this event.
That's from the movie. God, that's such a good scene. Damn. We're all scared, Sarge.
Archery, canoeing. 7 p.m. is the Ernest lookalike contest. And then 7:30 p.m. questions and answer session with actors from the franchise. Stay tuned to get updates because they might have some guest speakers. And at approximately 8:30 p.m., Ernest Goes to Camp movie will be shown at the film's location.
How much is it?
This event is free.
However, many people do you think they get?
However, donations are accepted. Food trucks will be available on site, and the first official Ernest Day t-shirts will also be available.
What do the donations go to? The state park right there?
Probably, yeah.
Man, I feel like we should try to plan a field trip or, I don't know, make an effort to collect donations for that or something. I feel like there's not enough attention being brought to Ernest at all.
I know. I think, I don't know. I need to see, like, how far is that from here?
It's in Tennessee?
Yeah.
All right. You know who got us turned on to Ernest? Was Dad. Dad was a big fan of Ernest.
Yeah.
When we were growing up.
Oh, yeah. That's... It's only 4.5 hours from here.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Like, I knew Ernest from, like, commercials, and I want to say, like, a few video shorts or something, but I don't think he made, like, movies yet.
Right.
It was just a character by Jim Varney, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He would do, like, I remember him doing, like, a washer commercial or a, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He always just had that goofy look at his face.
That's funny. So, man. There was another comment on our Facebook post. It's from one of the girls that we grew up with that we went to. Gosh, I'm pretty sure we started off in middle school together. Her name's Kara, and she said, do you remember me trying to give you a VHS tape to record good music videos from MTV for me? You were one of the cool kids that actually had cable when I was growing up.
Hilarious.
Remember, we just have to sit there and wait for it.
And then hit record. And you know, I hear something crazy. His dad I had on VHS, he recorded it. It was an MTV countdown. I want to say 1984 top 10 MTV countdown. And he had it on VHS. And I watched the crap out of that tape.
Yeah.
It had Rod Stewart, Tina Turner, Michael Jackson.
What a great
Bruce
year.
Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark. It had the Cars, You Might Think I'm Crazy. And they were like, oh man, I can
That's
almost
funny
remember.
That's funny because you were only been, at that time you were only 5.
When it aired.
Yeah.
We didn't have cable when I was 5. What year, what's Love got to do with it? I want that, all Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Maybe it was just the MTV's like top 10
Or maybe, the best of kind of thing.
Probably. Yeah. Because I remember there was Ghostbusters. There was Thriller, like I said, Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen. I'm trying to remember some of the other ones. Rod Stewart.
Remember Headbangers Ball?
Yeah, with Ricky Ratman.
Yeah.
Was that his name?
I think so, yeah.
Hilarious.
Oh, man. Good stuff. Yeah. So, Jeffy, last week also we spun the wheel. I just want to mention too. Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to watch Ernest Goes to Camp yet, but I called a family meeting on Sunday.
Oh yeah.
Because there's a few things we're gonna address as a family, vacations to go on and shit like that.
Yeah.
But ultimately, after the family meeting, the whole family is gonna sit down and watch Ernest Goes to Camp. They don't know that yet, but that's gonna happen. Also, after you sent me that, I come home from work today. Well, Griff texted me like at noon, 1 o'clock today. And he's like, a package is here from FedEx for you. I go, what is it? He's like, I don't know. It's in a box. I'm like, what is this now? And I was thinking, like, did Jen send me something else? Is this a trapper keeper? That'd be badass if it's a trapper keeper. Oh my god,
that'd be cool.
I come home and there's a box from some kind of, it's from a basket company. And I'm like, well, that's weird. This is nothing I ordered. My first thought, like anyone, Unabomber, Anthrax, what is this?
Right.
So I cut it open. I shake the crap out of it first. I'm like, well, that sounds like peanuts. And I cut it open, and it was from my work. It was from my work. It was a, they call it a workiversary.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you've been there a year?
I guess so. I got, and it wasn't peanuts. It was chocolate chip cookies, and it's like a jar of chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and it had a note on there saying, I just remember it had the word workiversary. Yep, and it was in quotes, workiversary. Oh, I think congratulations on your workiversary. something, you're crushing it. Yep.
That's
didn't say
awesome.
Anything about a raise, but we'll see.
Oh. Funny you mentioned cookies. I found this picture online, and I'm going to tell you, have you ever just saw something and it made you laugh so hard you were like crying?
Yeah.
There was a lady that, well, I'm assuming it's a lady, but there was a post that said, it was a picture of the Chips Ahoy container, the plastic.
Yeah.
And the thing was peeled back, right? Because now you peel it.
Yeah, now you do.
And it said, this is exactly why these kids need to go back to school. And it said, my kid ate all the Chips Ahoy and refilled it with Cookie Crisp.
But like,
just like, he put like 10 pieces of Cookie Crisp in it.
They're all like Cookie Crisp cereal. It's like the size of a quarter.
Can you imagine? Like, man, I'm really hankering for a Cookie Crisp.
That's a good idea. That's hilarious.
Oh, it made me cry. I was not ready because I looked at the picture and I was like, dang, what's going on here? You know. Oh, it's too much. That's why these kids need to get to school.
There was a picture I had posted in our chat. I sent, and this was when you said the funniest, like, you know, a funny picture that just cracked you. I sent a picture to the chat, and it was a picture of a girl's head with her shoulders. And she had a dodgeball, like, it just made contact with her face. And her glasses just started to shift. And it still was squeezed in, and you could tell it was still traveling. And it said on the picture, it said, I can not only hear, but I can smell this picture. Yeah. And I laughed so hard because that hurt. And you can, as soon as I read that,
and you can hear the rubber,
you can hear the bam, and the sting and the smell of the rubber. As soon as I read that one line in that picture, I died because I could.
Oh,
not too much.
It's just so funny how, like, well, the reason why smell, because it goes right to your brain. That's why you instantly remember stuff, because it triggers your memory. But oh my gosh, too much Cookie Crisp. What a
good stuff.
They can't even get in trouble for that, because you know what I mean? Like, you're dying laughing.
Genius.
God bless. That was genius. Great. Like, I showed it to Josh, and he's like, keep an eye on that one for watering down the liquor when they get older. All right, Jeffy. So last week we also talked about, like, we spun the wheel. We're gonna talk about Garbage Pail Tarot cards.
Oh yeah, we have tarot cards and a special guest.
So we have a special guest. They just can't make it this week.
Do they have to do with tarot?
Yeah.
Oh, they do. So it's a special guest, and it's tarot related still.
Yes.
Double whammy.
So it's tarot special guest. So she can actually be with us in, it'd probably be the next one.
After this one or the one after that?
Yeah.
All right.
So she'll be with us in either the next episode or the next episode.
Nice. If we're going to have somebody on that knows about tarot, then I got to come up with some pretty good tarot questions.
Yeah.
Because I've read a number of tarot books, especially I've even read like The Idiot's Guide to Tarot.
Yeah.
Tarot for Dummies.
Right.
And I just, it is, I just, I, it's, I just don't. It's hard.
That's how I feel about astrology.
I feel like it shouldn't be, though.
Oh, well, but I think it just my two cents is, like, I feel like tarot cards are just a tool to get a message through.
I just wanted to learn it just to do, like, a read in the morning, or, like, before I go to bed, to do a read just for myself. You know what I mean? I'm not looking to pop up a card, you know, a card table at the flea market. You know, but that's why I've read regular tarot books, and it's not even overwhelming. It's trying to remember what all the cards mean.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Because from the gist I've gotten is that once you realize, like, I draw a card and say it's the Five of Stabs, the Five of Stabs relates. It's like, it's not how you interpret it, but it's how does that relate to
all of it. Yeah. So you have to take other cards that, like, are with each other, and what if it's upside down, or
again, this is a good question for the tarot lady.
Because
some books I've read say it doesn't matter if it's upside down or right side up, it's all the same. And then other books have said, no, if it's upside down, it means this, if it's right side up, it means this.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm not saying I'm getting conflicting stuff, but I've heard it both ways.
Yeah.
Again, that's question number one for that lady. I'm right.
Yeah. So her name's Jennifer, and she'll be on here, and she does her own daily spread on there. So
nice.
Yeah. So instead, today we're gonna talk about some funny stuff.
Yeah. You had mentioned would you rather. I know I got a couple would you rathers. I don't know. I don't know if you had a chance to or seen my message, but I'd read an article this week that cracked me up. And the article, I gotta see the title of it again.
Okay.
Is former kids share weird things their families did while raising them.
Yeah.
And the first thing right off the get cracked me up. The first thing off the list, they clapped after TV shows and movies. As a family, they would sit there and clap, just like you're seeing a concert.
Yep. We do that. We used to do that when we were little at the movie theater. Well, I did. I was always excited.
The only movie I've ever clapped at, and this was the whole theater did, was when they re-released, or like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Episode 1.
Yeah.
When they started and they just released Episode 1. And it was at the movie theaters for like 24 hours a day for like weeks.
Yeah.
Because it was that much of a crazy demand. Movie was a little Phantom Menace. But at that movie, people lost their minds. Afterwards, the movie ended. Credits rolled. It's black. Lights come up. People are still going. We laughed so hard. At just like, what are these people doing? Oh my gosh. And then we immediately left there and we went to Target and we bought lightsabers.
Yeah. You gotta keep it real.
I will say that. Yeah. I was 19. We were out in the front yard battling. We lived right by a main road. We only had like 6 feet of grass and then a main road. If you came out our front door too quick, you could get hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'd mentioned to you, I don't know if you found any, but I'd mentioned to you that I had a list of, like, basically stuff people did in their families that later that, you know, was weird.
Yeah.
Another one they had was, I grew up in a hoarder house. I look back at my childhood now and I can't believe the cluttered nightmare I grew up in. Now I relish and get very overly excited when I throw everything away. Like, this person,
well,
like,
goodness,
went the opposite way. It sounds like there might be a minimalist. This one here is, I think, is funny. It says, my mom didn't know how to clean, and so she couldn't really teach us either. We had this fungus growing out of the carpet at one house that looked like cooked lasagna noodles. We just kicked it out of the way and it sprouted up, or my mom would buy a new rug and put it on top of the old rug. Especially if the old rug was stuck to the floor from filth or something. I didn't think anything of it and would have friends over and probably... I didn't think anything of it and would have friends over who probably talked all kinds of about me afterwards. But they kept coming over anyway, so I guess they were okay with it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. the fungus rungus.
Oh, yeah. This one says, before I was totally competent of swimming by myself, my mom would put a life jacket on me, tie a long piece of rope to it, and chuck me in the river, then tie it off on the tree next to where she sat and read. She'd basically swim me on a leash down the river for fun. That's hilarious.
Like you want to swim, I want to read. We're getting stuff done here.
Yeah, that's pretty. You know what's funny is when growing up, we would ask Dad to take us to the beach.
Yeah.
But occasionally he would take us to downtown Rochester and we'd go swim in the river underneath the bridge.
Yeah. Okay?
And the river was pretty far across.
Yeah.
I mean, 20, 25 feet underneath the bridge
too
there.
Too far.
Yes. And the current was fast.
Mm-hmm.
But we would go there and we'd walk up to the river edge and walk all the way to the right upstream. Jump in and try to swim out away from like sticks and logs and turn around and start swimming back towards shore.
Yeah.
And we would just be right where Dad was at. And you know what's funny is Dad doesn't even know how to swim.
Yeah. I mean, if anything had happened, I can't believe he would let us swim and him not know how.
Yeah. Especially somewhere like the river. Going to the beach, I get it. There's lifeguards, whatnot. You know what I mean? But we were always pretty competent swimmers, though, I feel.
Yeah.
But like we had gone there once with my buddy Jeremy, and I was like, hey, you want to go swim in the river? He's like, yeah, why not? That's where we went. And he was like, really? And we're like, yeah. And so he ran like right away where we were standing. He ran and jumped off of the edge into the river. And the current took him down. And Dad started yelling. I started yelling.
Yeah.
I jumped in the river after him. And I remember looking back and Dad's trying to run down the river edge. And right there, the river takes a 90. And literally, you see Jeremy go, and he's gone.
Oh, no.
He was a competent swimmer. I mean,
yeah.
He lived on Lake Orion. We swam there all the time. But he was gone. And all of a sudden, Dad went running around the edge. I swam back and got back on shore because I seen him go around the corner. And I'm like, I don't know what's up around that corner. We've never gone that far. I don't even know where that goes to.
I feel like it's into the abyss.
I don't know. Either he got up to shore or Dad caught him somewhere. But it wasn't long after that they came walking back.
Yeah.
But I thought it was funny swimming in a river all the time.
God bless. That's one thing you didn't want Dad to do is either push you or pull you. He would yank you right out of your skin. Like, because that's how hard he'd yank you, you know?
Right. This was kind of funny. It says, we only ever ate chili with mashed potatoes and applesauce. I thought everybody did this, like, till like 11th grade when I had dinner at a friend's house. Her mom put out chili, and I asked if they had applesauce and mashed potatoes. They looked at me like I was nuts. I then realized that's not normal.
Oh, that is that's a
chili,
lot of...
like. A lot of bowls. I mean, you can't put that on plates. I mean, you can. I don't know if you should.
That's almost like a kind of like a shepherd's pie, but with applesauce. I don't know. Hey, real quick, I saw a picture this week that said I read somewhere that mashed potatoes were called Irish guacamole. Irish guacamole.
mashed potatoes is Irish guacamole. God, that's good. That's good.
So funny. Or you should order that next time.
I know. Like, I just got mashed potatoes at lunch today.
It should be like, can I get some Irish guacamole with chicken gravy?
Oh, that's good stuff.
Oh, man.
I like that.
Irish guacamole. I mean, you think about it. You just are mashing up a potato. You're just mashing up a avocado, you know?
Yep. This one, all right, this is the last one of these I'll read for you. It says, apparently other people's moms didn't just give their kids $5 for food and then set them outside the front door in the morning, lock the door, and then sleep all day.
Oh, no, they don't.
It sounds like your mom has an addiction.
Yeah.
To something.
Oh, my gosh.
There was a lot of these memories, though, where like a lot of people's parents basically kicked them out of the house in the morning and they weren't allowed to come back home until when the light comes out.
Yeah.
That was the gist of
a
lot of people's
stories. We just came home
when
we were hungry.
Yeah, come home when you're hungry. These one people, the one guy wrote that his dad got him up every morning at 6 a.m. And if he had to, he would carry them and set them on the front porch, lock the door. They weren't allowed to come back in the house till 5.
What? Can you imagine getting woken up like... No. I mean, what if you have to go to the bathroom? What are you doing?
I don't know. Go out inside. Go out in the woods. I don't even know.
That's crazy.
Oh, I do have one more. Okay, I just looked down and seen it. I'd read this one before. Our toilet used to be fed by rainwater reservoir that was stored in a cupboard up high in my parents' room. We were not allowed to flush the toilet once the sun went down. When you flushed it, it used to drip a long time and it would disturb them because water was stored in a cabinet right above their room.
Yeah.
Like in their room. I just got used to doing it. When I moved in with my girlfriend, she was disgusted that things were left until the morning. He already lived with his girlfriend before he realized he didn't have to wait till morning to flush the toilet.
Yeah.
The one
thing I was thinking of is, I think we talked about it before, the girl who her parents told her that when the ice cream man was out of ice cream, that's when they played the music.
Yeah, to let people know they didn't have.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what if she passed him going down like 75 and she sees an ice cream truck without the music on?
Yeah.
Like, he's open. Like, he's open. Hilarious.
Oh, man, that's funny. All right, Jeffy. Good times there.
Good time.
Let's bring it back. Let's
weird families.
Let's go to a short commercial break.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to come back and continue with our regularly scheduled.
Would you rather? Are we coming back with Would You Rather?
Yes, we're going to come back with our regularly scheduled broadcast.
All right, I'm pulling it up. Today's episode is brought to you by Pancakes. Did you know archaeological evidence suggests that pancakes were probably the earliest and most widespread cereal food eaten in prehistoric societies? Pancakes are traditionally known as a breakfast staple and has a variety of recipes including buttermilk and even potatoes. Pancakes are so versatile that you can top them with anything you want or have them like the French and jam your favorite toppings inside the pancake. Pancakes, been blowing minds since the dawn of time. This segment of So Much Genergy is brought to you by Waffles. Hell yeah, Waffles! Batter fried between two hot plates, convenient squares to fill with syrup, strawberries, or whipped cream. But did you know that you can use two waffles to create the ultimate breakfast sandwich? Just take a waffle, place on it your favorite breakfast item, chicken, or last night's leftover. Take a second waffle, place it on top, bam! Waffle sandwich! All the convenience of a breakfast sandwich with the security of a waffle. Plus, it's just fun to say, waffles!
All right, Jeffy, pancakes and waffles!
Yeah, I'm a pro waffle kind of guy. I can eat waffles at any meal.
Oh, man.
I love a waffle.
Oh, man. Do you put anything on them?
Everything that they will allow me to put on said waffle.
Yeah.
If we go somewhere and I'm even like, oh man, you know what I'm in the mood for? Chicken strips, mashed potatoes. If I get there and they're like, on the menu, it has like a waffle with butterscotch chips and caramel sauce and whipped cream. And like, I feel like after two or three ingredients, a waffle is no longer a waffle.
Yeah.
But it's still dynamite.
Diabetes holder.
Oh, it's an edible plate at that point. I look at waffles like an edible plate.
Right.
The more stuff I can put on a waffle, I even love getting like the waffle with the ice cream and the whipped cream and the strawberries. Like I'll eat that at breakfast, lunch, dinner. I feel like I'm actually eating a meal, but that's pretty much just like a visit to Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
That's so good. It's just like an edible plate. I love a waffle. How about you?
Right. Oh yeah. I like them both, but I do love, remember those crepes when we were in Gatlinburg? Oh
yep.
My God.
I do love crepes and I'm not knocking pancakes. I love pancakes.
Yeah.
I love them. I love French toast.
Yeah.
I love breakfast foods. There, I said it. I'm not ashamed.
Yeah. I like to, have you ever taken Jiffy Mix and made pancakes?
Not with the Jiffy Mix, no.
Yeah.
Is it like Jiffy Biscuit Mix?
No, like blueberry muffins?
Yeah. Oh, that's what I meant. Muffins,
not biscuits.
You just
make it as pancakes instead of muffins.
Oh, that's a little.
They are the apple cinnamon.
That's my favorite Jiffy muffin.
Yes. There's a pancake recipe on there. We make it when people come over because it's easy and it makes a lot.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice life hack. Life hack.
Jiffy Mix.
Edible plates.
Yeah.
know. I'm still thinking.
Flat muffins.
that's pretty much what a pancake is. It's a flat muffin.
You could literally just take a muffin and smash it, or even just take a muffin and put it in the waffle maker.
Hilarious.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. You're welcome. Okay.
I knew I got up today for a reason.
You know what? And you don't even like tacos, but you can take a pancake and make it into a taco.
See, I would do that if I could fill that taco with ice cream, caramel syrup, whipped cream. No. With the waffle? I guess they are.
No, with the taco.
As a taco. I'm using a waffle as a taco.
No, I'm using the pancake as a taco.
Oh, so a soft taco.
Soft.
Okay, I was thinking more hard taco.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm saying soft pancake taco.
Yeah, I don't eat tacos.
I know, that's what I'm saying, but now if you did this, you could be like, you know what, I tried a taco. The whole family would fall out, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah. You know what, it's pretty much like a Choco Taco.
Yeah.
From the ice cream trucks. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, for sure.
That's the closest I've come to eating a taco.
Yeah, that's it. All right, Jeffy, so...
Yep.
We know where you're at on pancakes and waffles, so I got some questions for you.
All right.
All right. Would you rather have telekinesis, okay, which is the ability to move things with your mind?
Yeah, you're speaking my language.
Or telepathy, where you can read people's minds?
Oh, my gosh. I got to go telekinesis. Show me telekinesis, Jen.
You want to move stuff with your mind?
I think that'd be a lot of fun.
That'd be amazing.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be fun. That's kind of right up the alley. My first one here is, would you rather have a time machine?
Okay.
Or a teleporter? Would you rather be able to go forward or backwards in time or beam to anywhere on Earth you can think of?
Oh, man.
And it's not like standard teleporter rules. Like, you, it's not somewhere that you've had to have been before.
Yeah.
Which a lot of times when you're getting to teleportation, that's the problem, is because you could teleport into a cement wall.
Yeah. Well, I would like to teleport because sometimes airplane rides are too long. So I would teleport.
I could see that.
Yeah. I'd like to travel. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather team up with Wonder Woman or Captain Marvel?
Ooh, I'm gonna have to say Wonder Woman. Show me Linda Carter. Show me Gal Gadot. Wow, wow.
Seriously, there are like, there's a few movies where I get chills, like for a scene. You know what I mean? But in Wonder Woman, when she comes up out of that dirt. You know what I mean? Like, out of that, those barracks. I mean,
that's just a good movie.
Oh, I just got chills on my back.
That. I'm not a fan of like Marvel movies, but that's like a DC movie. But still, that's a good movie.
Real good.
I liked
it. Oh, man. So
good. All right. Okay. All right, Jen, would you rather only be able to wear sweatpants for the rest of your life or only be able to wear a suit for the rest of your life? I don't think it's the same pair of sweatpants or the same suit. You could have multiple pairs, but only one or the other.
Oh, no. So being kinesthetic, like, I'm all about like the feel of the material. So I would have to go sweatpants, I guess.
Sweatpants. See, I feel like, but you're going to look at people, everyone, like, you're going to go to weddings and funerals and vacation.
Yeah, but how can I go to the gym and work out in a suit?
At the same time, for me, it'd be the hassle of having to put on a suit every day.
Yeah.
I mean, as you can tell, I don't wear a suit to work.
Yeah.
Some people do.
No.
I guess if I was rich, I'd wear a suit every day. I'd have that kind of time.
Yeah. Oh, well, speaking if you're rich, or just even would you rather have a personal maid?
Ooh.
Or a personal chef?
Ooh. I'm going to say maid. I'm going to say maid, and I wouldn't expect her to do the dishes.
Oh, my God.
I'll even wash my own dishes after I make my own
food. What if it was a dude maid? Do you know that they have...
Whoever. I'm not going to... My point is if I have to make my own food, I'm not going to be like, oh, I would take the maid because then I could just make my own food and she can just wash all the dishes. So I would still do my own dishes. I like doing dishes.
Do you know that they, you know how there's Maid Pro?
Yeah.
Okay. So Maid Pro, which is like on most of their marketing, they have a lot of females. And then they have another spinoff franchise called Men in Kilts. And it's like men that clean.
That come to your house and clean?
Yeah. And I don't know. I'm guessing they have to wear kilts is what I'm thinking, because that's part of their brand.
Although, you know what bums me out is around here we have two men in a truck moving company.
Yeah.
And it always bums me out when I see three of those a-holes sitting in the front seat of the truck. And it's like, it's not three men in a truck. If I was somebody that hired two men in a truck and three guys showed up, I'd be like, I'm not paying for that third guy, Tim there, whatever his name is.
No, Ted. They just picked him up for extra hands.
All right, Jen, would you rather be smart but a total jerk or really sweet but really dumb?
Oh, no.
You'll be smart, but you're a total jerk.
Yeah, I feel like I would probably be nice and dumb just because because then you can get away with more, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, she's dumb, so. Yeah, but I also think some people are a-holes and they don't know that they're being a-holes.
Right. You ever met a dumb a-hole?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've met a couple on the road.
Yeah.
Dumbasses.
I know. All right, Jeffy, would you rather cuddle a koala or pal around with a panda?
All right, I'm going to be honest with you. I think koalas, although they look sweet and innocent, are actually very ferocious animals. And I believe that they have like 4-inch long nails that like that they could tear up pretty much any predator that attacks them. So I'm not going to go just hugging on a koala.
Yeah. Isn't that they have to hold the tree, right? I mean, they got to.
Oh, that's I know.
Yeah.
But I think that they're actually like, when it comes to like animals, I think they're a-holes.
Yeah.
I've heard that. But pandas, I'd rather pal around with a panda.
Just hang out.
Yeah. Just and if it's big around. Enough, I could ride on it. You know what I mean? We could laugh, run together.
Just
I don't
hug.
Know. I could teach him to balance on a ball. I don't know. Hug.
Hug. We just hug. Yeah.
All right, Jen, I have one more.
Okay, me too.
Would you rather be born without knees or without elbows? Like your arms are just always stiff, always. You can move them at your shoulders or your legs are.
I guess I'd have to go legs.
You would look so funny running. You'd be like somebody running with two casts on. Yeah, you'd be bobbling, like waddling.
Who was that on South Park? Didn't they run like that?
I don't remember.
The two Timmy and or the two with the matching shirts. You know who I'm talking about?
Phil, yeah. Terrence and Philip?
Yeah.
The Canadians?
Yeah. Didn't they?
I think now that you say that, I think you're right.
Yeah. Oh nice. My gosh.
Oh. Did you hear that? I'm going to edit that out.
You better not. All right. All right, Jeffy. One more. Okay.
All right.
Okay, would you rather have Danny DeVito or Danny Trejo play you in a movie?
Oh, man. Neither of them are even close to me. Both would be hilarious if it was like Jeff Jones biopic. The Shitstorm, starring Danny DeVito. You know, I would like probably Danny Trejo. He's a badass.
Yeah.
Although I like Danny DeVito a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. If it's a comedy, I would say Danny DeVito.
Right.
If it's an action thriller, I would say Danny Trejo.
Yeah.
If I had my choice, I would say Danny McBride. And he'd have to have the perm also.
Right. Oh, my
Only
God.
Only because that's just good stuff.
He would be like, he's just walking in like a righteous gemstone.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my
he's
God.
He's bound it down.
Yeah.
Pit Vipers on. He has his sunglasses, his Pit Viper sunglasses.
Oh, my God, too much.
You want to hear a quick, real quick funny story just before?
Yeah.
Griff bought a car this week. Oh, Griff finally got another car.
Okay.
So I don't have to share mine with him.
Yeah.
And like when he bought, I went and looked at it with him and stuff. Good car. Same exact as mine. Same year, Malibu, different color.
Yeah.
Hilarious. And he was excited because he's been using my car. And he's like, this feels like the car I've just been driving anyway.
Right.
I go, I know. But on the back window, Viper sticker. I was like, badass. Do you know what that is? He's like, no. Why is it just a pair of sunglasses there? Because that's all it was. It says Pit Vipers. And then it just had like a cartoon drawing of the Pit Viper sunglasses. I go, that's what they are, Pit Vipers.
Yeah.
He's like, are those like aviators? I go, they're Pit Vipers. I go, you, where's those? Danny McBride and Brett the Hitman Hart. He's like, I don't know who either of those people are.
GW got me a pair of those from the bin store, and I put them on, and he's... I think I sent it to you, and you were like, are you about to snap into a Slim Jim?
Yeah, you look like Macho Man. Oh, I remember that, now that you say that.
Yeah, too much.
Good stuff.
Take a picture and post it for the episode next week.
Oh, hilarious.
Oh, my God, too much. Yeah. All right, Jeffy, well, we don't have to spin the wheel because we did it last time for next one. So, yeah, stay tuned and we'll have Jennifer on here to talk about her tarot. Some people call it tarot.
You call it tarot or tarot?
I call it tarot, but some people call it tarot. Like Justin Trudeau, you know?
Yeah,
like,
Prime Minister of Canada? isn't that Trudeau?
Yeah.
Is that who you're talking about? Oh, all right.
I'm saying Tarot.
Like Danny Trejo.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Oh.
Is this about Pit Vipers?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Jeffy. Well, I guess they're not eastbound and down. We're just out.
Righteous Jonestones.
All right, I'll see you next week.
All right. Good looking out.
Okay.